Radio Prague News.
Czech President Václav Klaus has asked his Ukrainian counterpart for reassurances that a trial against a former prime minister is not political. The Anti-Monopoly Office has prohibited Czech Railways from purchasing 16 railjet trains by manufacturer Siemens. And the Czech National Football Squad is readying for a friendly against Norway. Czech President Václav Klaus has asked his Ukrainian counterpart Viktor Yanukovych for reassurances that the case against former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko is not political. The information was revealed by the presidential office's spokesman Radim Okhvat on Tuesday. In a letter to the Ukrainian head of state, Mr. Klaus reportedly stressed that he had no reason not to trust the impartiality of the Ukrainian judiciary or to doubt the independence of its courts. At the same time, he asked for personal reassurances of the president that neither personal nor political discord on Ukraine's political scene was behind current developments. In the case against Yulia Tymoshenko, she has been accused of having harmed the state when she signed a contract on the purchase of Russian gas in 2009. The country's Anti-Monopoly Office has prohibited Czech Railways from purchasing 16 railjet trains produced by Siemens. The deal is worth nearly 5 billion crowns and would be the country's largest ever investment in long-distance trains. The decision is a preliminary measure resulting from a complaint lodged by Škoda Transportation, which has questioned the deal's transparency and claimed it is capable of offering Czech Railways cheaper trains of comparable quality. The manufacturer has also charged that the Siemens trains, which can travel at speeds of 230 kilometers, are unnecessary for Czech railway routes where trains travel a maximum of 160. Czech Railways plans to appeal the Anti-Monopoly Office's decision. Organizers of a gay rights festival, which begins in Prague on Wednesday, say they expect a turnout of more than 7,000 people during a planned parade. Prague Pride, offering dozens of events through to Sunday, is the first festival of its kind in the Czech Republic. The planned events, however, have come under fire from ultra-conservatives and provoked highly controversial remarks from some officials. Petr Hájek, a close aide to President Václav Klaus, for example, referred to homosexuals as deviants in connection with the event. The president later backed Mr. Hájek by calling deviant a neutral term. At a press conference in Prague on Wednesday, the head of Prague Pride, Czeslav Valek, suggested that those who held similar opinions in the Czech Republic were few, while guest speaker Radim Špaček, a well-known film director, called Czech society tolerant. No special steps have been taken regarding security during the festival, although one event was called off for security reasons. Turning to sport now, the Czech national football squad is readying for a friendly against Norway. Its final international match before qualifying for Euro 2012 resumes in September. The Czechs will face the Norwegian squad in Oslo on Wednesday. Team coach Michal Bielek said that his side needed a good result to improve the atmosphere ahead of the upcoming qualification matches. New players nominated to the squad include Marcel Getzov and Tomáš Bekart. Regulars like goalie Petr Čech and striker Milan Baroš are also on the roster. Finally, a quick look at the weather. Wednesday is expected to be largely overcast with some sunny periods. Daytime temperatures should reach highs of around 17 degrees Celsius. I'm Jan Velinker, and that's all the news for now.